This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a walking test that predicts dementia. You aware of this? When I heard this, I saw this story. There's a walking test to predict dementia. I thought to myself, somebody's been studying leftist. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. There are many tests of dementia. I'll give you an example. Did you vote for Obama? Yes. Dementia, early onset, whatever it may be. If you didn't vote for him, maybe it's correcting itself, you know, or you did and then you didn't vote for him the second time, whatever. But if you voted for him, you probably suffer from a dementia. Did you vote for Donald Trump? Yeah, you're safe. You're good to go. So the test for dementia is apparently, I'm not exaggerating this, you think I'm kidding, can you walk and talk at the same time? Yeah. I'm saying cognitive, they said the collaboration by researchers at Western University's Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry and Lawson Health Research Institute, the research arm of the London Health Service Health Sciences Center and St. Joseph Healthcare London, takes a closer look at the link between motor function and cognition. We found people with subtle cognitive problems, but no dementia yet. They cannot perform motor activities when we present a cognitive challenge. Let me give you an example. Ask a liberal a question while they're walking about logic. Something like, hey, listen, just curious, if you believe in illegal immigration, do you lock your house and watch them stumble? They'll fall right, pow! I mean, they just hit the ground. Anything that requires them to challenge any cognitive, you know, the logic of something, they're just like a puddle. They just, I mean, you ever seen those goats that just, they have like a narcolepsy, the narcoleptic goats, and they'll be frolicking around and then just fall down. That's essentially what a leftist will do. You can send them spinning over anything. They get crazy. It suggests that areas in the brain that are shared between cognition and also motor control are weak or impaired. And that's their early onset dementia. Look, dementia is, they say, oh, Kevin, you know, people have Alzheimer's, they forget much. I go, everybody's got Alzheimer's. Just to give you an idea of how I think, I want you to understand how I think. I say, Kevin, this sort of person has Alzheimer's. And it's a cruel thing for people to forget the things that are happening right to them. I'll give you another cruel. There's a cruel ailment where a person loses, they can't, their hypothalamus goes out, and they can't remember short term. You want to talk about cruel? You can't remember if you put your shoe, you just put the groceries away and you can't remember that you just went grocery shopping. I'm talking 5 minutes. Can you imagine? I saw a person who was living this way, and this girl, she was going to college. She had sticky notes all over her house to remind her, you put groceries away. You ate already. You did this or that. Can you imagine your brain is so jacked up you can't remember what happened to you 3, 4, 5 seconds ago, 2 minutes ago? Well, guess what? Your brain is so jacked up you can't remember what happened to you 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds ago or a few minutes ago. It's that true. Now, you don't have it to the degree that that person have it, to where it has it so that it's debilitating, but you do have it. So I talk about dementia. Oh, Kevin, it's a shame people don't remember stuff. You don't remember 3 days ago where you were and what you ate. Now, here's the difference. You can be forced to go, wait a minute, okay, let me think about it. I was 5 days ago, I was there. And you know what you do? You rely on these anchor memories. Like, oh yeah, I was at my kid's baseball game, and then we came back, and then, yeah, we went to dinner with friends. Yes, I do remember. So you can relive it. But let's go back a month, 2 months, 4 months, a year, whatever. You got dementia. You know, you got Alzheimer's. You can't. You don't remember the majority of the things that happen in your life. If you don't take pictures, somebody get video. And here's what I can tell you. I have friends that will tell me, Kevin, do you remember this thing that happened in school? And blah, blah, blah. And I go, no. It was poignant for them. It was something very important to them. I don't even remember. It wasn't that poignant to me. So we all suffer from these maladies, just not to the degree that it's debilitating. But it might be debilitating if somebody accuses you of a crime like Kavanaugh, and you got to go, what? 36 years? Hold on a minute. 36 years ago? Okay, I was how old? This? And we were where? And, okay, now, hey, hold on a second. Let me think. Let me think for a second. And you're not going to remember because it wasn't important. Look, I'm trying to think of a girlfriend I had. I liked a girl named Sally years ago. Sally Ruiz, pretty girl. And I remember like going up to Sally because she worked at the Leo's Drive-In. And I had gotten back from school. And I said, hey, Sally, you know, it's good to see you. You know, do you want to go? I mean, where do we go in the town of Brady? Leo, she worked at the hottest place for, there was a burger joint. Hey, when you're off work, you want to come back here and get a burger? But, you know, I can remember asking her out that one time. We never went out. But can you imagine if Sally said, Kevin hit on me in my burger joint at Leo's Drive-In? Yeah, I asked you out because I'd gotten back in town. I didn't know if you had a boyfriend or whatever, but I was like, hey, I always liked you. And, you know, so I finally got the guts to ask her out. But, I mean, I remember that from that reason. But if she had said, yeah, Kevin, we were at this party one time, and then you did, I would be like, I have no recollection. And I can also guarantee you that I didn't do anything, you know, negative to her, you know, anything, no abuse. But, you know, I'll be honest, there are other instances where you're somewhere. I've never been drunk. I've been drunk twice in my life, and that's it, and hated it both times. Once was for business, and once was I was hanging out with a friend of mine who's a very popular singer, and people kept buying us drinks. And I mean, we were doing shots, and I looked up and, you know, couldn't feel my arm and went, what the heck is going on? I remember looking at my right hand touching my left arm going, what in the heck is happening here? I cannot feel what I'm seeing. And I knew I was two sheets into the wind. But other than that, I've always had my faculties. I can't use liquor as an excuse. But I've always just gone up, if I like you, hey, blah, blah, blah. You want to go out? You want to? But I'm just saying, if somebody accused me of something, like, hey, one time you put your hand on my shoulder. Really? Okay, well, maybe. I don't remember. It certainly wasn't anything. If I liked you, I would tell you. It's that simple. Anyway, dementia. They figured out how you can look for it. Watch how a person walks and then talks. And do this to your friends just to see if they fall over. You'll be able to detect them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, heathens. I'm just kidding. Well, we are heathens, but that's okay. God still loves us. I'm a heathen. I got my hand up. I'm a pretty good guy, but, you know, still not worthy of that, you know, the bright light. I work hard at it. I'm sure you do, too. We all make a few mistakes here and there, but you know what? We want to do the right thing. We want to make sure that the good get what they're supposed to get, the bad get what they're supposed to get. We believe in karma, and we don't care. Well, sometimes it comes back to hit us, too. Karma is not, she does not discriminate. Yeah, she will get anybody. And that's what makes us different. That's what makes us different than the other side. And you know what? I'm never going to apologize for speaking truth. Not going to do it. And it doesn't matter how much pressure gets put on me, you're not going to break my back. I have the shoulders for it and the back, so the backbone is not going to happen. So you guys fear not. I have all your messages of encouragement. I get your voicemail messages, your tweet, you know, your tweets and all that stuff. And it's much appreciated. And we will be asking you to, you know, to stay strong with us as we get through. I don't want to call it. It's not a crisis for us. You know, Fox is a nice outlet to do things, but it's not the only thing. I did a video one time. I got 20 million hits on that video on Facebook. That's more probably than 10 appearances on Fox. People going, dude, that was amazing, blah, blah, blah. It grew our Facebook page tremendously. Not that I want to, you know, help Zuckerberg in any way, but it did. And now I want to transfer all that over to teapartycommunity.org, start doing something for myself. I want to blow this radio show into the stratosphere. I want this thing to be huge. I want an internet base where it doesn't matter, and we will find sponsors. And you know what? You want to sponsor the show? Great. You don't. We don't care. If a million people care about my work and they all say we're going to give Kevin a buck a month, this team could do, it would be endless what we could do. We made a movie for under $250,000. In theaters, we'll be back in theaters, and is quite frankly one of the best movies you'll ever see. That's how good we are. Anyway, the reason why I want this particular segment, I want to talk about something. I want to talk about these four dentists that were charged with rape. Four dentists, prosecutors in Las Vegas, dropped all charges against four California dentists when video evidence did not back up a woman's claim that the men had raped her. Now, I bet you Brett Kavanaugh wishes he lived in the electronic age right now, where he could have been getting his cell phone pinged, where he would have an electronic record. Because let me tell you what Brett Kavanaugh would have done. He would have kept every phone bill, probably looked at it to make sure he wasn't getting overcharged. He'd have all his tweets and everything else, and he would say, here's all my evidence. You can see I was not anywhere near the cell tower that should have pinged when she claims that I was at that party. And oh, by the way, here are all my phone records, and you can call and see who I called before, after, etc. Here are my records. That's what I predicted would have happened, but he didn't have that. The only thing Brett Kavanaugh has is his reputation over a lot of years. The only thing Brett Kavanaugh has is the idea that it took somebody 3+ decades to finally go, oh, he's a bad guy. And we all know the connection, the incestuous connection of Christine Blasey Ford to all the Democrat operatives that hate Donald Trump, that hate you, and want to make sure Brett Kavanaugh never becomes a Supreme Court justice. That's the evidence we have. We have the evidence of a woman who would scrub her history so you don't find out that the very thing she's accusing Brett Kavanaugh of is the very thing that she used to participate in freely and of her own will and volition. That's what we're dealing with. Now, it's funny. I was a radio show I was doing a hit on for a while. They begged me to do a hit over there. So I did it for 2 weeks. They asked me about this situation, and I said, look, I explained it. If you want to try to chastise me over choice of language or whatever and try to pretend that these types of women don't exist, lying women, you can do it all you want. So I go on that station. He sends me a note. The station, you know, they are worried about, you know, what people are thinking and all that. I said, fine. Then I don't need to do the hit. You beg me to do it. If you want to be that weak-kneed, go ahead and be that way. I don't care. That's why I told you guys, internet is the way to go. Internet radio, where you can choose what you want to hear, and there's nobody that can take somebody's show on or off. They can't say, oh, well, we want Kevin to do this hit or not. I do my show, and if I want to do a specially little 15-minute version of it for you, I can do it. I can do whatever I choose. This is my little place in the world, and the only thing that can stop me is Google saying, we're not going to let you find him. And that's happened. It happened with our movie. One of my friends was like, Kevin, I Googled. No, it was my brother. He goes, Kevin, I Googled Bleeding Blue and I couldn't find you. It's like, what? Couldn't find it. Bleeding Blue Movie. It's bleedingbluemovie.com, but you should be able to. Bleeding Blue Movie, theater, whatever, you know, film, cops, whatever. You should think you'd be able to. It would come up in a Google search. I didn't try, but my brother said he couldn't find it. Anyway, four men in Vegas accused of rape. Four dentists, California dentists. I mean, you know Californians have been schooled on how to behave, even in Vegas, with the idea of what stops, starts in Vegas, stays in Vegas, or whatever else. Apparently not these guys. Authorities initially charged Ali Badkubehi, Poria Edelat, Saman Edelot and Senna Edelot with rape after a woman claimed the four men forced themselves upon her in her room at the Wynn Hotel in July. This is according to the Las Vegas Review Journal. The accuser told police the men held her down in a chair, took turns raping her, that she couldn't resist because she was too drunk. Is this setting up like anything you've heard? Hello? Hello? Anybody there? The men were arrested in early August, booked, but then released as the case moved forward. Now, I want you to think about this. Four guys hanging out in Vegas, get accused of rape in July. In August, the police come and put the shackles on them, probably at their dental, you know, at their dental office. And people are going, well, what about my cavity? Now, I think people were probably thinking something a little more serious, like, what the heck am I involved in here? Yeah. Now the entire case has been dismissed after prosecutors dropped the charges based on, bum, 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 video evidence that did not align with the claims of the purported victim. Video evidence. It's a shame. She could have gotten away with it, and that old Me Too movement would have been just intact. After review of the facts of the case, it was clear that the allegations were completely fabricated. Lawyers of the accused men said in a statement released to the media, the evidence confirmed the men's innocence and the state has cleared them of all charges. We are so grateful to the justice system for recognizing we were victims in this case, the men said. And it also came with a timely warning about the Me Too movement. We knew when the facts came out that these vicious allegations would be exposed as lies and our good names would be cleared. At this sensitive moment in our history, we believe that women should be respected, heard, and believed. But as our case shows, it is important to keep a critical eye on those willing to use the movement for their own selfish motives, and remember that innocent until proven guilty is one of our bedrock principles. Remember that, people. State this case.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
China is meddling in America's democracy. As President Trump said just last week, we have, in his words, found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming midterm elections. Our intelligence community says that China is targeting U.S. state and local governments and officials to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy. It's using wedge issues like trade tariffs to advance Beijing's political influence.
Vice President Mike Pence, in a speech earlier today at the Hudson Institute, calling out China. Today on Capitol Hill, senators are continuing to take a look at the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Lindsey Graham on what he learned from the report.
I'm more confident than ever that what the committee found was held up and then some.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Da Nang. You know Da Nang, right? Great city in Vietnam. And then you have Cory Booker. He destroyed Newark. I mean, the job he did in Newark, New Jersey. And see some of the things he wrote when he was young about women. Take a look, okay? And then they want to take a lot longer with the FBI. No, the FBI, they should take... By the way, if we took 10 years, then what more time? But they want to take a lot longer. But Dianne Feinstein, she had this letter for months. And she didn't reveal it until everything was finished. Then she revealed it. Then she says, oh, we want more time. Let's see how it all works out, but I'll tell you what, they're trying to destroy a very fine person, and we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. President Trump at a Tennessee rally. By the way, leftists are very afraid of these rallies. Very afraid. So anywhere Trump goes, these rallies are complete sellouts. People going, having to go crazy lines. I mean, just, you know, half a mile long, crazy stuff. Waiting to get in. Glad you guys are listening to me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are chiming in from time to time to give me your opinion about things. Getting a couple of nasty grams every now and then. I'll play them. I have no problem letting you guys hear the stuff that people talk about. This tolerant left, you know. Because, you know, women today on the left, they're to be believed no matter what. If you dare say anything against them, well, you're a misogynist. How dare you? Doesn't matter that you can talk case after case of these people accusing men of doing things that didn't happen. And you know what? Today we live in such an electronic age where cell phones get pinged. It's tough for them to get away with it. But let me tell you, fellas, you better make sure you got your cell phone on. Better make sure it's in the mode where you can be tracked and on and on and on. Better make sure I would go to the hotel and go, do you have adequate security to make sure that I go, that people don't say that they saw me and I went into their room? And oh, yes, Mr. Jackson, we've got security. Okay, fine. You know, can I make sure that you have it? I want to see that somebody go into their room and you can, make sure. And on an elevator. If I get on an elevator and I put my hands in my pocket or make sure I keep my fingers under my underarms and I'm touching nobody, am I safe in your elevator? You can have a video. Mr. Jackson, we got you covered. Okay. Because if you don't, I'm not going there. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be anywhere close. Trump said this. He says, if this investigation took 10 years, the left would still say they want more time. He's 100% right. It's not about the time. The only time they are bidding on is can they last through the midterms. And they're banking everything on the midterms. Once the midterms is over, vindication comes to all of us. Because number one, we're going to win all these other things, the dominoes will fall. The women's movement's going to take a serious hit. The Democrats are going to take a hit. Progressivism takes a hit. Barack Obama, his entire administration finally gets the legacy that it's due, a legacy of destruction, and the world will reset itself. That's what's going to happen. New polls on Kavanaugh don't look good for the left. They say the Harris poll, this is a, I forget, the Daily Wire or something, says the findings of the impact of the FBI investigation on the issue of corroboration. The credibility of their testimony does not appear to be a decisive factor, writes Penn, guy, I guess he did this. He says, rather, the question comes down to corroboration as the standard for tipping public opinion on whether Kavanaugh should ascend to the high court. When correspondents were told that three named witnesses do not corroborate Ford's claims, 57% said they were in favor of his confirmation. Now, that's amazing to me. Three of her, Kavanaugh didn't say, I had three friends that were there who can vouch for where I was. This is a woman that said, these are the three people who were there. And they went, no, I wasn't. And worse than that, one of them was her friend, you know, who's been a friend for life, who went, nah, didn't happen. I have no recollection. And then her excuse was, well, it didn't happen to her. She wasn't aware. Okay, well, she was a good friend, the one you left there, the lady, and the one that you never said a word about. In the event that she might go to another party with this guy. I know. Nobody asked that question. Three witnesses don't corroborate, and in truth, refute what she said. They say if the FBI finds no corroboration, Ford claims, 60% Kavanaugh should be concerned, say that Kavanaugh should be confirmed. So it goes from 57 to 60. It makes you wonder what 40% of the people could be thinking. This is so overwhelmingly amazing to me. I mean, I'm out of a job over it with Fox. I don't care that much about it. I just find it amazing. The domino effect of a liar. Now, here's what's funny. When it's 100% validated that I was right, that I call these women exactly what they are, any woman who would accuse a man of something that he did not do, pick whatever word you want for him. But when it's confirmed that I'm right, do you think that Fox will call me and say, hey, Kev, we made a mistake. You were right. You know, that's a scoundrel of the highest order. Pick whatever word you want. But you were right, my friend. We need to make an official apology, take back what we said about you, and offer you a job. Do you think it remotely that would happen? No. Because that's not how things work. In the world where you are righteous and you've done the right thing, you get penalized. How many times have I told you this? You're teaching your kids to play by the rules. You play by the rules. You say what's on your mind, not because you're looking for, you know, the accolades or anything. You think I put that out there because I thought, oh, this is going to really make me somebody special. I put that out there because it's the truth. So the truth gets you penalized. But let me tell you what. You sleep good at night. You feel good about who you are. The people who want to pretend, all the women that feel outraged. I'll tell you about this radio station that says a lot of our women callers were outraged. Yeah, because they've never said anything like that about their girlfriends. Never. No. My girlfriends, I would never say that about them. Yeah, I know. I get it. Gotcha. You're liars. See, I've been in those conversations with women where they're talking about women. I've kept my mouth shut and just listened to them. And I'll tell you, y'all blow me away sometimes. I remember, I don't know the conversation, but I remember overhearing conversations and thinking to myself, I would have never believed women talk like that. Would have never believed it. And here's what's worse, how bad they talk about each other. Oh, but they can do it. You can't. Oh, no, don't you dare say it. It's kind of like with black folks. We can use the N-word amongst ourselves, but don't you dare say it, white people. Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, you can't. Don't get up in their business. Yeah, well, see, when it impacts what, if women want to do what they do and act nutty, whatever they are, whatever issues that women have, I have no issue with it whatsoever. The only time I have an issue with it is when it becomes something that impacts other people negatively or you want to legislate it. It's what I say about LGBT issues. I have no issue with gay folks. None. Go live your lives together. Enjoy. Do all the things that other people do. Enjoy. Fine. Then you, until you want to legislate me. It's not my lifestyle. Women, it's not my gender, but my gender is not your gender. My lifestyle is not your lifestyle. I'm not legislating you to live a heterosexual life. I understand there's some archaic stuff on the books that says
two men cannot cohabitate and two women, thou shalt not, you know, get the liquor license or whatever. I don't care what it is that you got to do.
Get them off the books. Let these people live their lives the way everybody else does it. Some people in quiet desperation. Others openly. But however you do it, live it your way. I don't care. Not this conservative, this pragmatist. But you say that, and you're homophobic, or you're misogynist, or whatever. Not a misogynist. I would never accuse a woman of doing something to me that she did not do. I would expect the same. And if I did say something and she wanted to challenge it, I expect her to get her day in belief, you know, whatever. I'll have my evidence, she'll have hers. Happened in divorce court. Anyway, they go on to say this, in terms of the overall needle, after the testimony was heard, 37% say confirmed the nomination, 44% say rejected, 18% remained undecided. Democrats going one way, Republicans the other. But once the voters are told that the named witnesses deny any knowledge of the allegations, shifts to 57% who favor confirmation and 60% who, after the FBI, who say, he didn't do anything. And they're asking, there's no specific where or when in the allegations. That's another part that they're having trouble with. So I think what you're looking at here is you're looking at the results of the midterms. The poll found deeply partisan divide. 72% of Republicans favor confirmation. Now, even more, 86% if the FBI finds no corroboration. Democrats say if he's cleared, 60% would still oppose him. 40% won't. That's a big number, folks. I think that's the number of people that no longer want to be Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well... That's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And joining me now is the attorney for Julie Swetnick, Michael Avenatti. Sir, thanks for being on the show tonight. I appreciate it. I want to start kind of where Senator Sasse left off, which is a question that I've been hearing, frankly, from Democrats on Capitol Hill over the course of the past week, which is you have political ambitions. You have not been quiet about those political ambitions. In fact, you were just in New Hampshire yesterday, I was told. And some Democrats have said to me, you know what, if Michael Avenatti, as a political animal, really cared about making sure that Judge Kavanaugh wasn't on the bench, he would have sent his client to another lawyer. Can you respond to that?
Cassie, who told you that?
I am not at liberty to say, right. But you as well as I know that occasionally information has to be withheld.
Right.
So
Cassie,
I'm just telling
what's
you, the Democrats on the Hill, and it's Casey, by the way, not Cassie,
yeah,
sorry.
Casey, first of all, I haven't heard that from any Democrats. I have yet to hear any Democrat go on the record. I just don't believe it. It's a bunch of nonsense, and if they really believe it, then they ought to step up and use their name and go on the record like I do day in
well,
and day out.
Ooh, Cassie. Don't call me Cassie. My name is Casey. And getting into Lavinati, that was MSNBC. Casey. Interviewed by Casey Hunt. Glad you guys are with me, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. And Avenetti, he goes on to say he's the trial lawyer of the year. He's got all these settlements and all this. And why are you bottom feeding, bro? Hmm? What's the reason to bottom feed? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you're listening to this program, you are not bottom feeding. You are in the midst of a cultural war where a guy like that, a bottom feeder, like creepy porn lawyer, who, by the way, he went on and said, I've represented one client who, in the porn business or whatever, that's Stormy Daniels, and I represented her to the best of my ability, and yada yada, and I've done an amazing job for her, and he goes on, and okay, great, good to hear, but you know what, you're bottom feeding. He's become the Gloria Allred of the left. That's not the only one I wanted to play. I wanted to play another one. NBC was talking about this investigation of the latest girl, Swetnick, or whatever. And here's what they uncovered. And I don't want to say they uncovered, but because they start off with, I think, something that Trump says. But here's the clip. You can make your own determination. But here you go.
The White House's decision, an abrupt shift after initially directing the FBI to interview just four people, including the three witnesses Christine Blasey Ford says were at that alleged high school party where she says Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Among them, Kavanaugh's friend, Mark Judge. Tonight, NBC News has learned Judge has now been interviewed, according to a senior U.S. official. Previously, Judge has said, I never saw Brett act in the manner Dr. Ford describes. The two others have said they don't recall the alleged event. Also on the list, Deborah Ramirez, who's accused Kavanaugh of exposing himself at a college dorm party, another allegation he denies. Tonight, NBC News has obtained this photo of Kavanaugh and Ramirez at a wedding 10 years after the alleged incident, and text messages that a mutual friend says appear to show Kavanaugh directly communicating with friends he hoped would refute Ramirez's claims. Still unclear whether investigators will question Julie Swetnick, who came forward through her lawyer and fierce Trump critic Michael Avenatti last week, accusing Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct in high school, another allegation he denies.
Should the FBI interview all three of Brett Kavanaugh's accusers?
It wouldn't bother me at all. Now, it depends. I don't know all three of the accusers.
All three.
Certainly, I imagine they're going to interview two. The third one, I don't know much about, but it wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, I've been heard that the third one has, I have no idea if this is true, has very little credibility. If there is any credibility, interview the third one.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Pretty clear. There isn't any credibility in the interviewer. I got no problem. I got no problem with, they go on to ask him, do you have a problem with the FBI interviewing Kavanaugh? No. He's been through six of them. Trump says, no, go ahead. He's been through six. Interview another one. I mean, do it again. And it's funny, people, this guy wrote an article we talked about earlier. He was like, he needed to be properly vetted. What are you talking about? He gave a million pages of his decisions. I call that vetting. He's not interviewing for the morality police. He's interviewing for Supreme Court justice. What are his decisions? You've got them. Then they try to say, well, he's soft on abortion and all these other things. No, he's not. He says, I'm not going to legislate. You bring something to me, I will go at it from the constitutional point of view. I'm not legislating it. That's not what the court does. The court doesn't make the laws. We interpret the laws. And that's exactly correct. And, you know, with the level of, I don't know, we got to remember, Donald Trump's the only president ever to give his list in advance. And supposedly conservatives that have a much better idea of who these guys are than I do have been the ones who've talked to him about it. Now, I'll say this. I think did he clerk for Kennedy? That makes him a little skeptical to me, because Kennedy was one of these left-leaning moderates at best. But I'm not adjudicating that at this point. I'm just saying this dude doesn't seem like that bad of a guy. That's just my opinion. It's based on some pretty good information, but anyway, that's not what I wanted to focus on this segment. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. I want to talk about what they're now saying about her, because I talked about the polls with Kavanaugh a second ago, or in the previous segment. They say this is a result from the September 4th Gallup poll that confirms that Clinton's image remains in a rut nearly 2 years after she lost the election in 2016. Her favorable rating is down 7 percentage points from where it stood on the eve of the election. She's still not popular. I think it speaks to the Democrat Party. I think it speaks to the Me Too movement. I think it speaks to a lot of stuff. I think, look, if people want to ride this wave, ride it. But this wave is going to crash. Two key trends would suggest that Clinton should become more popular, not less, after the 2000 presidential election. And here they are. The first is specific to Clinton. While opinions of Clinton have varied over time, over her long time in public limelight, she's tended to be quite popular when she's no longer seen as a purely political figure. When her husband, former President Bill Clinton, faced impeachment in 1998, for instance, Hillary Clinton's favorability rose to a record high of 67%. She was also generally well-liked over the course of her 2009 to 2013 tenure as Secretary of State. Now that's people not paying attention. Hillary Clinton was running interference for a rapist, and then she was part of an organization that made any crime family in America blush. That would be the Obama administration. She was Secretary of State. That's when she started cutting her deals. She and Bill started carving up the world, and we are where we are with Russia. And the Clinton Foundation went on steroids. They said this, by contrast, Clinton's favorable rating fell when she sought the presidency in 2008 and 2016, particularly after allegations of her improper handling of classified emails were revealed in the summer of 2015. So that didn't help her, is what they're saying. It should have landed her in prison. It certainly landed other people for lesser charges in prison. Clinton's 2016 loss has largely thrust her off the political stage, though she released a memoir of the campaign last year and has made periodic public appearances. As such, past evidence seems to suggest that her favorable rating should rise. Furthermore, this would be in line with a more general trend whereby many losing presidential candidates see their popularity rise after the election. It's not happening with her. Instead, they say, opinion about Clinton remains about as sharply divided along political lines as it was just before the 2016 election. Now, what's funny to me, and I've asked this question, Obama came out, remember, and he campaigned for everybody. What did I tell you guys? I said, Obama's going to go into obscurity, and you're not going to see him very much. Where is he? He came out, big rally somewhere. He's on the trail. Where is he now? You're looking at the numbers on Clinton. They said Clinton's favorable rating among Democrats fell 11 points to 76% just after the election. It has not improved significantly, and it stands where it is. Virtually no Republicans see her favorably, 4%. Less than a third of independents are positive about her. What about Obama? I'm just saying, give me your great white hope of whatever color on the Democrat side, tell me who's going to save him. Is Kirsten Gillibrand going to save him? Is Kamala Harris going to save him? Is Cory Spartacus Booker going to save the Democrats? Because I see them having no savior. I see them investing in the wrong things and people finally seeing just how low they're willing to go, whose lives they're willing to try to destroy over these false narratives and these fake victims.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.